This podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot. To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Where it's like this. Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in this court. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NesGTO. We're going to have a full panelist, a host today, talking boxing. What a beautiful sport. It is December, and we're coming to a close. Shout out to Rigo and Lomachenko giving us a jam-packed action fight this Saturday. So don't forget to tune in to the Boxing Voice for a live fight chat. But we're bringing you a little bit of breaking news today. Looks like Joseph Parker and his team have listened to our show yesterday. And, there was a narrative that Deontay Wilder was ducking and being ridiculous with a 50-50 offer and not wanting to budge. And the fact that he had came out and said that, you know, he just wanted to prove himself and it was about legacy and not money. So Team Joseph Parker sent the Boxing Voice. And I just want to say I'm grateful to every listener that we have, every subscriber that subscribes, and every iTunes review that was left, that you have put us in this place where we're in the thick of the negotiations. I mean, at first it was with Deontay Wilder and his manager, Shelley Finkel and Eddie Hearn, and then Tyson Fury called in on one episode. And here we are on a second episode where Team Joseph Parker sends us their promotional propaganda. I guess is the right thing to say. They've sent me a clip via DM of Anthony Joshua repeating the words that he doesn't do this for money. He does it for legacy and to enjoy it. And that is the reason that we are discussing Anthony Joshua versus Joseph Parker. AJ's double standard. Is it about legacy or money? Because it has come out that Joseph Parker not only started his negotiations at a 50-50 split, but he went down quickly to 40, and now 35 is where he is kind of setting the line in the sand and saying he's not going any lower than that. He'll take the 35%. This is what we'll be discussing today. Like I said, we got a full panelist, a host. You know, the call-in number is 1-425-569-5241. If you want to give us your opinion on this breaking news topic and voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline, don't forget you can do that if you want to call in internationally or you just want to have a better crystal clear connection. Use Skype at Nestor Gibbs. That's NestorGibbs to be added to the conversation. Let's head on out to my co-host in the Golden State, none other than the hipster Hunter.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Conor McGregor. BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
That's the hipsters here. Haters beware. And, I know, since some people want to say that we are the Wilder voice, we just want to, frame these arguments in a equal manner because I think they are equal arguments here. The people that say Wilder has said numerous times that he doesn't care about money, he wants a legacy fight. He wants to build his legacy. That's why he paid to run the step aside. That's why he wanted to fight Luis Ortiz. Blah, blah, blah. We know that argument. But then there's an argument here that Anthony Joshua, at numerous points, has said it's not about money. I just love the sport. And even Eddie Hearn has said that about Joshua. That he, oh, Joshua doesn't care about money. He's already made tons of millions of dollars. It's not about that anymore. He said that on this show, actually. And now it's coming out that he is very adamant about the split being less than a 65-35, even with a rematch clause attached to it. So is there a double standard here, either by the fans, the promoters, the fighters, whatever, whoever you want to talk about here, but is there a double standard here? Are we killing one guy for that argument about, you know, talking about it's not about money and it's about legacy, but also saying I want 50-50 and nothing else? And why aren't we killing another guy for saying it's not about money, it's about the sport, and he wants to give a champion less than 35%? I mean, there's a disconnect there in the fan base, and I can't wait to address that. Can't wait to have some UK callers as well. I can't wait to talk to them about it. Should be a fun show.
It should be. It's always a good show whenever, you know, we have a full panel and we can have various opinions. That being said, let's head on out to right here in studio, none other than our amateur, Alexander Lyonnais.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one to stop me. Lynn's the conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up!
Come on. 65-35, you still don't want to take the fight? My man's a champion, like Maddie said, man. And I can't wait to see what the fans got to say about this one. I'm thinking that they want maybe – they probably – I think this is just a business move right now. I think they eventually just want – they want to get a belt for another one of the UK guys, Dillian White, and then have a unification up there in Britain. You know what I mean? I don't know. What exactly, Joseph Parker, who's the other option that he has if this doesn't happen for him?
Well, definitely they've come out and said that Dillian White will replace Joseph Parker if they cannot come to terms on negotiations.
All right.
Is that it, Doomy? Is that the rest of your takes right there?
Call him Stuck
this
Face.
This is my first time in-house studio right now. Sorry, guys. I just wanted to know what other options there is. Because apparently 65-35 split, man, I think that's very low for a champ.
Oh, you think that's low?
I mean, 65-35?
I mean, I think 65-35 isn't bad if you're Joseph Parker. Again, he's one of the lesser-known heavyweights. And it's more than the typical, let's say, IBF or WBA, excuse me, not IBF, WBA 25% for their mandatory challenger. So it's kind of like in between, right? It's like not really 50, but not really 25. So 35 sounds decent.
But let's be honest, we had a similar situation, you know, with this heavyweight saga with Triple G and Jacobs in terms of percentage-wise in that argument. And Jacobs, who was just a WBA regular champion, he wasn't an actual legitimate world champion, he got 35%. And at that time, at that time, all of us were clowning that matchup. We all thought Jacobs had no chance, he was going to get knocked the fuck out.
But Matt, I need you to now find something, because I am pretty sure that nothing was ever revealed as to what was the exact percentage. What was revealed to us that I remember, and I could be wrong, you know, I am a indulger of the psychedelic from time to time. So, you know, I could be wrong, and more information other than just the denied 25% was released. But all I remember is Jacob's team not wanting 25, Jacob's team putting in a motion to the WBA to receive more than 25. and Lawford, you know, obviously negotiating that they didn't want to give more than 25. I didn't see a landed number. If you can get me something official, that would be great.
I have his close purses, and I can get a calculator out and do the math of it. But Triple G got $2.5 million for that fight, and Jacobs got 1.75. I can try to do the math really fast for you.
So 1.75. Wow, that's a lot. That's almost $2 million.
So it's like what the popularity.
But remember what a famous fighter told us, Doomsday. You need to make $2 million to make $1 million.
Oh yeah, that's right. A lot of expenditures in that money making too, as well.
Yes, it is.
But they, popularity is what. So Joseph Parker doesn't deserve, you know, a little more than 35 because his popularity.
That was 70-30.
Because he's still a champion nonetheless, you know what I mean?
He is,
Doomy. Manny mentioned, you know, the Jacob situation. Was Jacob more popular?
Keep the mic here, buddy.
Was Jacob more popular?
This guy's about to start freestyling like back in the 80s. No, listen, Doomy, you're right, right? But you got to keep everything into perspective. Just yesterday, just 24 hours ago, they were calling us the Wilder voice because they expected us to defend Wilder and his 50-50 offer, right? So remember, 50-50 to the world is ridiculous, was the word that was used a lot in yesterday's show by the callers. Wilder's ridiculous expecting 50-50. So now you're saying that Joseph deserves more than 35. If you got to remember, the more you pay Joseph, the more you're going to have to pay Wilder because Wilder is the more popular heavyweight. So if you end up negotiating with Joseph at 45, well, then the Wilder fight became 50-50.
I wouldn't even jump up that much points because, you know, at those levels and those monies, you know, percentages, you know, it could jump up in dollars a lot more than what you may seem. So I wouldn't say he deserves at 45 or, you know, anything like that. But, you know, why not give him a 38, you know, 40? I don't know how these negotiations are, if they fall on even numbers, odd numbers, but just him being a champion, and I know that, you know, he's not the most popular heavyweight champion, but nonetheless, you know, he's a title holder, man. And, you know, I think that he has a little more say than what people might give him credit.
Matt, what do you think? 35, fair for a Joseph Parker?
I think 35 is fair.
Drawing this line, I guess, prematurely. Oh, my God. You know what? We got to report this fucking hashtag. I love the hashtag. Yo, so Joseph Parker said, oh, well, you can read it. Anyone watching us on YouTube, this is a video and simulcast podcast for audio. So if you're on iTunes, don't forget to drop us a 5-star review. We haven't read any new reviews because you haven't dropped us on. And what's up? There's plenty of listeners. Let's get some reviews going. So where I was going with all this was that,
anyone can read it. Anyone can read it in the description of the show.
Also in the description of the show. But again, this is an audio podcast. So Joseph Parker at Anthony Joshua, adding him means, you know, making sure that he sees it on his post. So he puts at Anthony Joshua 65% and rematch not enough to unify. Believe your own hype. Bubble's going to burst, bro. Hashtag big glass robot. He adds Eddie Hearns, adds David Higgins, and then a new hashtag, never been dropped. And it just makes me smile. I mean, I wish you would have put big ass glass robot, but whatever. I get the comparison, right? Like you're calling him Chinny and, you know, his physique, how he's a little stiff. So Joseph or his team, everyone taking notes on social media, Matt, it's becoming more and more of a tool and very much more powerful for just about every fighter.
And not just like in like our niche sport, like social media is big everywhere. Like social media is now a dominating factor in so many things. People get fired over social media. People get hired over social media.
It affects like all facets of life.
People lose custody of their kids over social media.
It does. I mean,
for fighting, yeah. Like people are going to call people out and it's going to have an effect because everyone can see it. Everyone can share it. Everyone can like it and everyone can talk about it.
Yo, not only that, bro, but just to show you how important social media has become and how much of an extension of our life, in certain circumstances, whether that be for applying for something or starting something new, they're using Facebook and things like that for verification because, you know, Facebook's connected to your life and phone number and just about everything else. So it's another form of identity as well. So yeah, that's why we report so many, you know, breaking news topics based off of our athletes' social media, because the things that they say mean something, at least to us. That being said,
when an athlete goes to social media, that means there are behind the scenes things that are going on that are leading to that tweet out going out, or the Instagram post, or whatever it is. Like, that's not just them just going off the bat.
Impulsive. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Now, what do you guys think about the fact that Eddie Hearn, and obviously we've seen reports that they're flirting this Dillian White? Like, hey, if you don't want to play ball with us and take the 30, and I'm using air quotes, you know, we had Eddie Hearn live on the show. He said he wanted to give him 30, and he really doesn't want to give him 30. So, you know, you didn't take the 30, so we're going to just fight Dillian White. Should Joseph take that seriously? Should he be afraid? Should us as fight fans be afraid? Do we want to see Dillian White versus a unification with Joseph Parker?
Wait, wasn't he always dangling like Dillian White for Joshua, right? Not for Parker.
Well, Eddie Hearn is dangling Dillian White rematch with Joshua if Joseph doesn't be submissive in negotiations.
You said Dillian White versus Joseph Parker right there. That's why you got
all me. Right. Well, I'm glad you corrected me.
Yeah, just for the listening podcast audience. But yeah, I think they can do that. They can absolutely get a Dillian White rematch and get away with it. We all know they can do that. The market says they can do it. The numbers, they can sell it, and the seats could do it. The pay-per-view numbers say they can do it. Every metric says, yeah, Joshua can go fight whoever it is and make money.
He's always going to have a big fight.
I mean, he's probably going to get named the BBC Sports Athlete of the Year. Think about that. That's over soccer players. That's over tennis players. That's over all these big-time sports in the UK. He's now that guy. He is a cultural icon there. You know, he is the Mayweather over there.
All right, so is there some onus? Should he bear some burden? I want to open the article once I get to it here, wherever it is. All right, so it's titled, Joseph Parker's promoter says Anthony Joshua hasn't softened stance in terms of the negotiations. They go on, obviously, to use a quote against Anthony Joshua that he used sometime during his career when Joshua reveals that he has been inspired by the sporting icon Roger
Federer.
Now, we should give the listener some backstory as to why we're titling the show Double Standard, because of this Federer comment and quote and the audio that you guys need to remind me after we're done with all these quotes for me to play so that the world can see Joseph in his own words stating and confirming this article. So, Matt, do you want to do the honors of reading the quotes, or shall I attempt to botch it?
You got it. I don't have it in front of me.
Such a,
you know, I had to restart my computer late. Come on.
Not nice. So Joseph Parker's promoter says that the talks between Anthony Joshua's fight are in deadlocks. He believes that obviously Joshua is, and I quote, refusing to compromise. Now, we all know that Joshua's the WBA super champion, which in every other division means he's not supposed to be mandated to fight a mandatory, but I don't know. Politics really drive the heavyweight division. But he's also the IBF title holder and the IBO. And Joseph Parker and fighting him would make him into a unification with the WBO champion, obviously, Joseph Parker. Now, and I quote, we started at what we thought was a fair ratio, and then concessions was given on our side, Higgins told Sky Sports. Now, when he says we started at what a fair ratio was, Matt, let the record know that fair ratio to him was 50%.
Yes.
Okay. Who else started at 50?
Wilder.
Oh, okay. So they go on to say, and I quote, the truth is we're getting pretty close. And there was some talks of me going to London, but I made it clear I won't unless there was a concession on Joshua's side. As it stands, AJ is refusing to compromise and has drawn a line in the sand that we think is unreasonable. It's not worth me coming to London. Frankly, we thought there would be. That makes no sense. Frankly, we thought there would be. But, oh, I guess he means there would be, meaning there would make sense, but I don't know. But frankly, we thought there would be, but no. It's been signaled that there won't be. As far as we're concerned, that is it for now. I won't be boarding a plane until we are closer. When asked about a possible resolution, Higgins added, as it stands, AJ is refusing a compromise and has drawn a line in the sand. Well, okay, that's a repeated quote. I already gave you that. So here's where it gets interesting, or at least you put a little, I guess, I don't know. Not asterisk, but I guess you have to give a little of the responsibility to Anthony Joshua, right? Because this is Joshua's quote when discussing how he feels about his career and his inspiration that he gets from.
What's his first name?
Oh, Jesus. Roger Federer. So he says, and I quote, and this is Higgins. If Anthony Joshua says he wants to be the Roger Federer of boxing, can you imagine Roger Federer saying, I want to win all the Grand Slams, but I won't play Wimbledon unless I get an extra 3%? Oh, so there it is, bro. He let the cat out the bag, Matt. So they want to pay him 32%. So, damn, I mean, at the end of the day, maybe Joseph's being a little bit of a, you know, what the fuck is 3%, right? I mean, whatever. They let the cat out of the bag.
It could be a few million.
That's what I'm saying when you're dealing in a percentage.
It could be.
You're right. I'll take 1% of any Anthony Joshua purse, please.
This could be a $35 million pot. Like, I don't know how big this pot is, but it's definitely going to be bigger than his last fight.
All right. Let me continue with the quote, and then you guys give me some more thoughts. So he says, I want to win all the Grand Slams, but I won't play in Wimbledon unless I get an extra 3%, he said. Can you imagine Muhammad Ali and Lennox Lewis dodging unifications because 65% of the profit is not enough? Joshua, if he wants to be taken seriously and he wants to put himself in the same sentence as Ali or Foreman or Federer, has to prove he's a man of his word, and to date, he's all hot air. We're losing patience. So while you guys give me your thoughts, I'll put up the audio because they said a man of his word, and we need to play his word.
Doomsday, do you want to go? I mean, you haven't given that many hot takes on this show.
Oh, putting the...
Well, no, you know what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking in the hot seat.
I'm thinking that the Eddie Hearn's promotion, they would rather Parker fight Dillian White and hope that Dillian White would conquer. You know, and get that belt and have those belts on their side and have more control of what they can do in England, in London.
Really quick, we're going to go to the audio again, courtesy of Joseph Parker and Duco. And you know, it's really quick, but it's interesting because they looped it.
So then box for money. I just enjoy it. So then box. For money, I just enjoy it.
And then it's that short, you know?
So then box. So for money, I just enjoy it.
So I don't know, box. Matt.
I don't box for money.
I just enjoy it, Matt. I mean, we've seen Canelo get pinned down to a quote in Mayweather negotiations. And the reason I bring up Canelo is why? Because of the magnitude of that event. That event sold 2.2 million pay-per-views. It goes down in the record as one of the most grossing boxing events in history till date. So, you know, that was a high-profile, very huge fight that a very popular B-side was forced to come down to 152 pounds because he said that he would in a older interview. Mm-hmm. And Mayweather said, well, he said he wanted to fight. He could fight me at 152. We got to fight at 152 if he makes it. Canelo was forced to be a man of his word. Canelo, and I use Canelo. Why? Because he's been questioned before, right? They questioned his balls. Wait a minute. Let me go where I'm going because you're going to lose this.
I know where you're going. Okay.
I know that you're doing. That's why we get along so well as co-hosts, but you got to let me spit it out for the other guys. I know you're reading my mind. That comes with us being in sync. But the thing is, Canelo's been questioned before, his heart and his metal and his balls. Triple G got in the ring. People said, oh, he said he was going to fight him. He didn't fight him. He's a punk. He's a pussy. Oh, he's scared. He's ducking. Boom. He fought Triple G. But he proved that he was a man of his word. He told us he would fight him, and he did. So should we hold Anthony Joshua to the same standard? I pass you guys the ball.
Yes. I mean, if you're going to present an argument, at least present one that's a little bit better. Canelo, in the Mayweather situation, Canelo was the B-side. Joshua's not the B-side in any situation here. And we know the B-sides aren't held to the same standards as the A-sides and vice versa. We know that. And also, Canelo Triple G, he didn't. What do you mean he accepted the public shame and took the fight? No, he didn't. He fought Amir Khan, Liam Smith, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., and then fought Triple G. And in every one of those fights, he was asked by Max Kellerman, are you going to fight Triple G? Every single fucking one. And he said, you know, I'm a man of my word, blah, blah, blah. He said the same shit. And then he didn't fight him.
There was a buildup. There was a plan. There was a
game. No. But you're not getting my point. You're not getting my point here. Fighters can say whatever. The A-sides can say whatever the fuck they want when it comes to this stuff.
Well, yeah.
And then not follow suit because they are the A-sides.
Well, listen, I just want to ask everyone that's watching, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. It lets me, Matt, and Doomsday know you're enjoying the shows. We're giving you this little morning show, depending on where in the world you are. Might be the evening. Shout out to everybody rocking with us in the UK. Don't forget to add Nesta Gibbs on Skype. That's NESTORGIBBS. Hey, check out this little plush, you know, real comfy TBV hoodie. You know, you could get 15% off because it is the Christmas season. Head on over to theboxingvoice.com/store and receive 15% off. You can always check us out on our social media where we always post deals and, you know, free shipping and things like that. So check out the promo codes over on at The Boxing Voice on Instagram, more most likely. Matt, any final thoughts before we open it up to the public? We played the audio. We've read the quotes. We've presented the case. It is up to the world to decide what type of pressure they want to put on Anthony Joshua. Does he deserve any pressure at all? Should, you know, Parker be the ones being submissive here? We kind of got a little Easter egg. He said, is Joshua really going to not do this fight over 3%? Is that real or was that a hypothetical 3%? Lots of digest for sure.
Real. That 3% is 100% real. Higgins has definitely been, whatever you want to say, he's definitely utilized the media to his advantage in this negotiation. Regardless of what that press conference was a week and a half ago and the quality of it, I mean, we're still talking about Joseph Parker. We're still talking about that press conference. We're still talking about their quotes in the media and this fight being the one that's probably happening next for Anthony Joshua for a reason, because of Higgins and Duco and them really trying to promote and build up this fight. So, I really don't know if Parker is going to relent on that 3% or if Joshua is going to give him 35, but one of them is going to break and this fight is going to happen the first quarter of next year.
Leaving off on what you said, Ness, you know, holding them up to those standards. Now, are we going to hold them up to Canelo standard, right? Or are we just going to let him also build the fight? But is this fight with Parker, do they need to build a fight like this? You know, that's the question. Do they really?
Well, the fight that needs building or apparently is going to marinate forcefully is the Wilder Joshua. But that's a valid question, Matt. Should the Joseph Parker versus Anthony Joshua merit a sort of marination where the negotiations fail and they both go their separate ways for one more fight?
No, I wouldn't like that.
Well, all right. Those were
Can it happen? Yes, but I don't want that to happen.
All right. So really quick, I'm going to, I guess, give you guys the phone number, 1-425-569-5241. We're looking for your opinion on this subject. Remember to press 1 if you want to voice your opinion on here on the Voice of the People hotline. And, yeah, we'll go out to the well, actually, this show is sponsored by A&M Credit Repair. So remember to head on over to amcreditrepair.com. Sign up there. Listen, we've all gone through it. Some maybe haven't. It's definitely a difficult subject to discuss. But once you have your finance in order, the doors of opportunity open up to you. And the A&M Credit Repair can definitely do that for you. So head on over to amcreditrepair.com. Check out our social media for all the hyperlinks and the proper numbers. Use the Box and Voice promo code. And listen, it's going to sound cheesy, but not only am I promoting it, I am also a client. Those that have been listening to this show for years know I suffered a divorce. And listen, my credit went to hell, and now it's back at 760. Screenshots available on hand, and your credit updates like every 9 days. So it's only getting better. I'm just saying, believe me or not, you know how personable I am. Reach me on social media and I will show you that this is more than just a supporter of the Box and Voice. You know, you see over here, we don't normally have a ton of sponsors. Why? Because we only believe in certain products, which brings me to another product. We'll be doing an unboxing soon, and I wanted to let you guys know. We'll probably even do a podcast on it. I don't know how to pronounce it yet, Matt, but it's going to allow me to be the better fighter on January 16th. It's a punching tracker. So I'll have like my own CompuBox on my iOS phone or Android phone. The company's name is, help me, Matt. Come on. I sent you a picture.
I don't have in front of me.
Hiscos. Uh-oh, check them out. So Hiscos, you know, you put them into your hand wraps and it counts the velocity of the punches. It counts how many punches. It just does so many things. I'll be doing a full unboxing. I'm just waiting on a little bit of equipment that I ordered. You know, and I want to get a nice video out. So I wanted to let all our listeners know about that. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can get that notification when I do the unboxing. And then I'll be doing a review at the very famous Jersey Boy Boxing Club throughout the week, just to show the performance of it. And if it is good and I enjoy it, we will seek a discount code for our listeners, and we will give you that promo code so that you yourself can have these Hiscos punch trackers. And I recommend that Matt gets them, because you better throw punches if you want to win your fight.
I was excited when you told me about those nests.
I got them.
I've actually been looking at those for a while. They're actually, I think, pioneers in
punch tracking.
In punch tracking.
So they are. So I'm very excited to be linking with that company. What I'm going to do is I'll take one call. I'll get up, go get them, show them to you, because you're actually the fighter, right? I'm just acting like one. So let's head on out to the callers, and let's start it off with the old Skype machine. We're gonna dust it off. It looks like we have Australia on the line. Always good to hear from our friend Alex. I think he's a newlywed, right? I bought a new house, something. I know life's going good for you, working hard, and I'm glad to see you listening. Out to the streets.
No one can stop me, really.
I'm gonna get spit. Oh, there's a King Croc right there.
I'm gonna get spit.
This croc has enough power in his jaws to whip my ears off.
You need to get in the sixth round.
I'm gonna get spit.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
I'm gonna get spit. I'm gonna get spit.
Honestly, if he's not unbeatable.
I'm gonna get spit.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Hey, everyone, look, I'm on a train about to go through tunnels and that, so don't have reception, so I'm just listening today, but keep up the good work, boys, as always, and thanks for all your work you do. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
We appreciate that, Alex. Thank you, bro. He's going through some tunnels right now, he says.
Oh, yeah?
I lose some service.
All right, you want us to come back to you, Alex? We could go out to Scorsese in the meantime. We'll come back. Scorsese in wherever he wants to be at. Scorsese.
Hello, yo.
How are you? How are you, friend?
It's a new Skype, and I don't know what the hell is going on.
Why is it that you have a new Skype about every month?
No, it's not. I'm talking about a new plat. Like Skype is upgraded. I don't know the buttons and all.
Yeah, but it said. But I received a new friend request from you today. So
that's because they threw me off. I don't know what's going on. I just made a new one. Forget it.
Well, listen. I did want to say, someone reached out to me on social media and they said, "Hey, man, it's not fair. Scorsese's one of your most knowledgeable callers." And he called in yesterday, and you didn't give him his just due, you know? So we won't let you talk about yesterday's topic, obviously. You know, shows are topical. But we will do a better job of trying not to interrupt you. I thought it was more engaging because I did interrupt you, but I've always given you the equal amount of time. Like, I just kind of rebutted. But I guess if you feel uncomfortable and you need to have your whole 3 minutes without interjection, I can try and shackle myself down.
Or sound bites.
I mean, mad with the sound bites. We were going in, like you said, interjecting. That was happening. But you were coming with something that wasn't the truth. And they actually knew. The comment section was telling. I was reading it. Like, Ness, he's telling you the truth. And it does fit today's show because Joseph Parker should just, I mean, he shouldn't even be talking about 30 and 35. We keep it real. Anthony Joshua is on a greater path than Floyd Mayweather was at the age he's at. It's just at 28, he's already weighed, what was it, 15 million? Floyd hadn't made that yet. He's already put, Floyd still has yet to this day put 80 or 50,000. He's put no more than 30,000 in seats. Joshua's doing that at a quicker pace, under 20 fights. These dudes need to be like, the prize is not. I remember you had Wilde on here one time and he said, "What do you want?" These are his words. He said, "What do you want?" He said, "Do you want the money, or do you want the shot?" That's what he was saying. And now it's like it's turned on them. Do you want the money, or do you want the? So if you just want the money, and they're not willing to give it to you, then you really mean nothing to us. I feel like I don't know. Somebody's on Skype, not muted.
No, that's Ness, not muted. And he's talking to Alex in studio. But he muted himself now, so you're good.
Yeah. So if they looking at it money wise, and if that's the case, I feel like Joshua can just show them I can make money without you. David Haye got a fight coming up. That's a potential. I hope he don't fight him. They're not about legacy. They're about making money. They're trying to take this man's money that he earned that his promoter put in. Povetkin's coming back. I watched that fight. I watched David Haye. I watch potentially Tony Bellew, Tyson Fury. All those fights mess around and make more money than either one of these two clowns and they little straps that they think mean so much. Forget Undisputed. If I had to pay you extra, extra, extra trying to get your belt, then at some point it ain't worth it. He's already looked at as a king. They need to fall in line. I don't give a damn if you got to take $10 million. B-Hop, when he was the Undisputed champ, he took like what? 20, what was it? Oscar made like 30, he made 10. You know what I mean? Like, look at the percent. Look at that career high that you're getting.
Yeah, but remember that B-Hop deal, right? That B-Hop deal was 10 million.
Part of the company, man. Come on.
10 million plus he got a percentage. Now Mosley got 5%.
Yo, you give Wilder a percentage of the company, percentage of Sky Sports or Matchroom Sports or whatever, I guarantee you he would take 10 million. Give him a percentage of that company.
Look, but it's even if you want to throw that example, it's other examples. Look, man, just go be great, man. He said it wasn't about money. All I can do is go with what came out of his mouth. Now they changing up. If Joshua fights around them and gets it another way, then it's just going to be what it's going to be. He's going to make money with Haye, Povetkin. Povetkin promoters can bring more money to the table than anybody Wilder and them got. One last point. Wilder's always talking about the money he's getting on the back end that we ain't seeing. Well, get that money on the back end that we don't see this time. Get that money and quit complaining about money. You know what I'm saying? Take 10 and tell somebody to put that 20 that, you know, everybody's always saying that you know, he gets more. You know, take that money and do that.
Why can't everyone get paid well? Why can't everyone just get paid well and the fights happen? Why is that not reality?
Like I said, listen, Scorsese, but you did go over your, you know, three. We got to get to some others, but, you know. Good points. Good points. Let's see what we got out here. It looks like we have Idris. Actually, let's try and see if Alex is ready. Alex, are you ready? Alex?
No, he's not.
All right. You ready to be unmuted? All right, so let's go to Idris in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, man, what's going on, man? That last caller, man, Scorsese or whatever, yeah. But he was bang on the money, man. Listen, these guys, man, they're talking about legacy and they're talking about money, man. They can't make up their minds, you know what I'm trying to say? David Higgins, Joseph Parker, these guys are sounding like fucking ex-wives, old percentages, and they're trying to go to some court settlement and shit, talking, bringing up old stuff and bringing up YouTube clips of what things said in a press conference. Listen, these guys obviously deserve to make their money, but they think that Anthony Joshua gonna hold him, they can hold him for ransom. That's not gonna happen. You know what I'm trying to say? And it looks like it's not gonna happen. So why are they gonna carry on moving, so trying to push that, and that's not gonna move? Like, do they think poking something that's not making a reaction is just gonna eventually make him react? Like, what's the point? Anthony Joshua barely tweets. Like, what do they want from him? Do they want to retweet in like 150 different new followers?
Idris,
little tactics they do. That little press conference they did a couple week ago. These guys, they're desperate right now. They don't know what they're doing. They're clueless and they don't even have a good team behind them. That's
Idris.
You guys call it.
Hold on, very quickly, Idris. You said that they don't need that. Joshua doesn't need these guys. That Parker and Wilder don't hold him hostage. Blah blah blah. But Eddie Hearn and Joshua keep saying they want to be an undisputed champion in 2018. So are we gonna bash Parker and Wilder for being quote unquote two faced or whatever word you want to say? We're talking about legacy than money, and not do the same thing with Joshua and his team.
Well, you just proved everything I'm saying, because they said they want to be undisputed and they've got what you need to be undisputed. They're just basically holding everyone hostage. This is some ransom money we're talking about right now. These lot, they're even discussing if AJ...
it's ransom. If you want to fight me and you want this belt, then yeah, you got to pay me. That's the sport of boxing. It's always been this.
Everyone's looking to... It's up to them. They'll put 10 rematches in the contract.
It's up to them? Oh, they're not going to put 10 rematches. What are you talking about?
Matt, remember he's on Skype, so you can't interject like that. It's a different, you know what I mean? It cancels out.
What are you saying? Ask me.
I just don't. What are you talking about? 10 rematches? Like that's some what? False equivalency or?
They will take that. You know what I'm trying to say? You know what I'm talking about? I'm not talking literally. Like these guys, they are not being realistic, and all they're thinking about
35% isn't realistic.
Let me tell you something, man. At this point, yeah, what are they looking at? Because the scale is balancing more towards money than it is to taking that IBF and WBA title away from Anthony Joshua, which it should be. You know what I'm trying to say? That's where they should be at right now, but it's looking more towards money. You think Floyd, when he went to Oscar De La Hoya, he didn't go in there with the 100% mentality that I'm going to win this fight. These guys, they're going with a 70% mentality that I'm going to make this much money and 30% mentality that they're going to win this fight. So that's where they need to just fix up, get their shit together. And if you disagree with that, then...
I do. Because in every other job and every other career, you try to make money. I don't know why we hold boxers and athletes overall to a different standard. That we clown them for wanting to make money. When it's their job. That's their job, is to make money.
Okay, so at what point do you say, all right, now you're asking for too much? What point do you need to stop?
It's 35% too much.
35%. We got to look at figures. Do you know what I'm trying to say? To me,
Yes or no? Is 35% too much? Yes or no?
How much does that translate to?
I don't care.
It doesn't matter. See, you're counting the pockets of the fighter. Don't count the money. Don't count it.
I'm asking you a question. Can you not answer the question?
No, that's that Eddie Hearn mentality. That you sound like a sheep.
No.
You sound like a sheep. Yes, it is. That's an Eddie Hearn line. That's an Eddie Hearn line.
No. Fighters are at levels of percentage or flat rate. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Are they at that percentage level? Wilder, I can argue, he probably is at that percentage, and you got to work out the percentage. Parker, I doubt he's on that percentage, man. He's got to take his flat rate and then just fall back, man. But the percentage...
Let me get to some other callers. Go ahead, Matt. I'm going to get to some other callers. Idris, go.
I want to ask every caller that question now. Is 35% too much for Joseph Parker? Yes or no?
What do you
I think it's the right number. I don't think it's too much. I think 35% is completely fair for Joseph Parker.
But remember, if you give Joseph 30, Wilder is going to want more.
He's going to get 40 at least.
Well, how much more are we? Are we giving Wilder over Parker? What is the gauge there? You know,
we have no idea. But again, I think it is completely fair in a unification for the B side to still get more than a person mandatory.
Clarity too that's affecting this leverage on the Parker side. You know what I mean? Because you know we all know that the Wilder AJ fight is the fight that everybody wants to see. You know what I mean? You know, Wilder has his following and his fans and his knockout, you know, reel and all that stuff. And it's the more exciting fight, so.
Well, I don't know. If they go to 40, it's going to be bad. Let's go out to the phone line. Are things working there? I hope so, because we got a treat.
Got a ringer.
It's always good talking to the doc.
From respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga.
Yo, Fight Doctor in the house on Rick Gang status as always. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, doctor. How are you? First question is 35% fair or unfair?
That's fair. Listen, at the end of the day, Joshua, look, don't get it twisted, okay? Don't get it twisted. In the absence of Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua needs Deontay Wilder for validation, okay? Because Deontay Wilder is the only other guy in the absence of Tyson Fury who can legitimately call himself the best heavyweight in the world. So there's a question that needs to be answered. So it does not matter that Anthony Joshua beat Klitschko. That does not matter. That does not figure into the equation because Klitschko is coming off of a loss to a guy who is currently 400 pounds and coked up. So it does not matter that you beat Vladimir Klitschko.
Wait a minute.
Vladimir Klitschko.
Wait a minute.
No, it does not matter.
Wait a minute. Klitschko on the wait a minute. Wait a minute, doctor. Let's do this like professionals here. It can still be argued that Deontay Wilder does not have a better name on his resume than a coming off of a loss Vladimir Klitschko.
Okay, let's make that argument. That's fine. Listen, I would not argue against that, okay? But we are not talking about Vladimir Klitschko. We are talking about Deontay Wilder, who is undefeated. Unlike Klitschko, who was coming off of a loss at the time Anthony Joshua beat him, coming off of a loss and a year-long layoff, okay? Now, these are the facts. I didn't make it that way.
Yeah, but Vladimir, the way it is. But that's the thing. Okay? Vladimir off a loss was still more of an established fighter in the heavyweight division than Deontay Wilder.
But listen, I'm not arguing with you. I agree. I agree with that assessment 100%, but the fact still remains. You beat Vladimir Klitschko. You did not beat Deontay Wilder. Okay, who is the only other guy in the division, in the absence of Tyson Fury, who can call himself the best heavyweight in the world, okay? Deontay Wilder can call himself the best heavyweight in the world because nobody has beat him yet. These are the facts. Listen, Deontay Wilder has held his title longer than Anthony Joshua has. That's a fact. You cannot debate any of this, okay? So for Anthony Joshua to act and pretend like he does not need Deontay Wilder, in the absence of Tyson Fury, he is full of shit. Yes, you need Deontay Wilder. 35% is fair, given the circumstances. Now, if Tyson Fury comes out of retirement, comes off of his cocaine binge, loses 150, 200 pounds, whatever he needs to do, looks good, knocks out some guys, okay, or just outboxes some guys and looks good in the process of doing it, fights Anthony Joshua, Anthony Joshua wins that fight. Okay, now all of a sudden, 35%. Yeah, well, maybe I don't need to give you 35% because now I beat the man who beat the man. I'm the champion now. I'm the best heavyweight in the world, and that cannot be questioned. I don't need you anymore. Okay? Under those circumstances, then yeah, maybe 35% is being generous. But as it stands, 35% is more than fair.
Well, you know that the 35% is being drawn in the sand for Joseph Parker, not Deontay Wilder.
And the show says Anthony Joshua versus Joseph Parker.
Oh, well,
so
listen,
so do you still feel cares? Joseph Parker? But does Joseph deserve 35%? Oh, wow. Who cares about Joseph Parker?
No, he doesn't. Joseph Parker deserves whatever crumb they give him, okay?
Wow, why?
Whatever crumb they give him.
What?
Who is Joseph Parker?
He arguably has a better resume.
On the bar.
He arguably has a better resume than Wilder.
Huh? What? Who? Come on. Stop. Listen. You always need to come up with Coach. I mean,
you put Carlos Takam. Reese against all of the guys that Wilder fought.
We can have that debate, okay? We can have that debate. And I'm very confident that I would bury you, okay? Please.
Okay. Please. Barry.
Barry.
Joseph Parker is a non-factor in the division. I'm sorry, but he is. Okay.
Hey, fight doctor. Come on, you're hitting after the bell. You got your 3 minutes. Thanks for calling in. Let's go out to some ringers. Shout out to the ringers of the community, man. Thank you to all our patrons, all our super chatters, everyone that believes in the movement. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, drop that thumbs up button. Turn it from gray to blue. Don't forget that if you're listening to this on iTunes, you should be dropping us a great review, which usually starts with a 5-star. You know, and then ends in, you guys are great. Thanks for what you do.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay Showtime to see you again, not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Next. What a great show. Thumbs up, donate. Hey, yo, what's happening, people? Cracking, B. Yo, Mr. Gibbs, gotta congratulate you, baby. You're keeping that inner fucking dick right under control today. You're not letting that motherfucker come out, huh? It's a good thing. That's great for TBB, brother. We appreciate it. Yo, give me a call for fucking AJ. Never hear a coin from AJ. Give me a fucking coin.
A coin?
What? Why?
Yeah, why? A coin.
Why does he deserve a coin?
You never get a coin here. Every time somebody coming here riding fucking wild, man. Every time they get a coin, a plus, a mushroom, a fucking up. What the fuck? Give me a goddamn coin for AJ. For the UK.
Yo,
for half of the fucking people listening. For the half of the UK, my nigga.
Yo, now, the chat is saying.
Give me that coin.
Yo, the chat is saying, who is this guy? Hang up.
Crack the hell of a drug.
Hang up, please. The chat is saying that shit. I'm recording that shit. Don't make me expose you.
Look at what he said.
Where do all these crackhead callers come from?
Yo, he said, where do these crackhead callers come from? look at this other one. Yeah, this other one said, get the terrorists off. That's messed up. Why are you calling him a terrorist, bro?
Racist, actually. Come on.
Why you don't read the comments on your video? Read a couple comments on that video. See what they said about you.
Yo, hey, Georgie, you know, I've told Matt that we need to.
I just bug you, B.
What?
Listen.
We can't hear you. Georgie. Don't hear this.
I told Matt we should do episodes on the comments. Matt, tell the truth. Didn't I say that?
Yes, you did.
I'm just waiting for Matt, bro. Georgie, I always want to work.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
Listen, you know that.
It's okay. I think we need to do videos on it.
Yeah, you should. So like that, we can reflect the voice of the people. Sometimes look, that you guys got wrong, you and Maddie, is that sometimes your opinion surpass the opinion of the callers. And a lot of people like me just want to listen to what the callers got to say, what the people got to say, you know? So just be fair there.
Georgie, wait.
What are you talking about, Georgie?
Georgie, wait. You're right. I'm like you. I just want to listen to what the callers want to say, too. But every time you call, I can't fucking understand you.
You gotta get that app, nigga, that says on the fucking website. 4G. Check it out, translation app. Anyways, nigga. Parker should take that fucking 35. You know what? Hey, did you give this man 50-50 to Parker? Because that's an easy belt to grab. Now, there's no problem. Even if fucking Parker do his best, he's going to get rubbed down in England. We all know this shit. So if you want to give the man 50%, 60%, don't matter because you're walking out of there with another belt. Bottom line. That's all bullshit. Give that man whatever he wants. Wilder, on the other hand, he better take his 5% and shut the fuck up. That's all I got to say. I'm outie.
So Parker gets 50-50.
Spoken like a true term.
Take 5%, I think is what he said.
Yeah, no, and he calls me biased.
Dude, you're just a straight-up certified clown with a cut-off ponytail. Come on.
Cut-off ponytail is right.
He clowned it right.
Let's go out to Robbie. No, actually, it's not Robbie Hearns. We got to stay in order. Sorry, Robbie Hearns, even though you do trump everyone, right? So we actually do have to go to Robbie Hearns because he's an AP. Puts in a lot of work around these parts, man. Even as an intro, he's the man with the master plan.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was gonna beat me, then yeah, you predict he's gonna beat me. He got smashed.
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
What's up, Salo? How you doing?
What up? What up?
What up?
Yeah, all good. Yeah, what's up, Jamie? Hey, Matt.
What up?
Rob.
Yeah, just a quick one. I know people in the UK, you know, we follow our sportsmen, you know, like maybe some of you guys follow your football teams and things like that, and it gets pretty tribal, and everyone wants the best deal for their countrymen or whatever. But I'm just sick of hearing figures and 35% or 30%. Yes, Parker, you know, allegedly did only 6,000 on the YouTube pay-per-view with Fury, but is he worth that? It doesn't matter. We just want this division to move. We just want a fight announcement, and it's just getting, as a fan, it's just getting tiring. We just want to hear Eddie Hearn put a tweet out or whatever. Fight's made. Everything's happening. Let's just get on with it. It's just, I don't know. It's just bullshit to me. Who's worth what? How do you measure it? People are using resume. People are using numbers, what they bring. People are saying Joshua's got loads of brands around him and Wilder's got nothing. Parker's got nothing. I mean, do these people just want to fight? I know they talk about legacy and money, but these fighters are going to make money. They want to make money. I don't care what they say. They're not going to fight for free. No matter what they say, I just want a bout. I just want to win and all this. They want to get paid for it, clearly. You know, Wilder yesterday with his 50-50 or no fight. Parker saying it's 35 or nothing.
So, Robbie, let me ask you something. Given all these facts, what do you think is going on in the grand scheme of things then?
Well, I don't know. We're saying facts, but who do you believe? You got, you know, and they're saying people believe, you know, like sheep following what Eddie Hearn says. But does that mean we take what David Higgins says as truth? I mean, who knows? They're all promoters. They're all spinning it to make their fighter look the best and making the other guy look bad. I'm just tired of it, and I just want a fight made. I want to look at 2018 and think, yeah, we've got some serious fights happening. They're signed. That's happening. 2017's been good to boxing, and I want 2018 to continue that. I just wanted to keep rising, but I'm just bored of it now. I just want fights made. But yeah, that's my call. I'll speak to you again soon.
Robbie, thank you, brother. We appreciate all the work you do around here. Obviously appreciate your take. Very unbiased, well-balanced take on it all. You know, I love how he said, I call people that listen to Eddie Hearn sheep, but what do? Believe David Higgins, which is the exact opposite of what I'm saying. It's the double standard that we're setting for Joshua. I should be setting it for myself. Thank you to the AP for pulling me up and allowing me to see my own faults. Let me head on back to Skype. We're going to go out to...
Hold on, Ness. Hold on. Wait.
Whoa.
Give me a second. Tennis, bro. Come on.
You didn't say you wanted in.
I did.
You wanted to be Roger Federer, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, do me. Put your mouth close to the mic and then talk.
Your mouth.
And enunciate.
Right. You was trying to be Roger Federer. Go ahead.
I think really this argument about You know, I don't want to hear about percentages. I don't want to hear about that argument. I mean, how often do we hear that in the headlines? I mean, we hear about it for this fight. I mean, what other fight do we hear about it for? Honestly. I mean, we don't hear about it for Triple G Canelo anymore. We don't hear about that. I mean, it's only for like the one big fight of the year. We get this huge discussion on percentages. It happens once a year. And I think it's one of those things that we deal with, because 95% of the rest of boxing is the run-of-the-mill promotional stuff and negotiation stuff that we all know. It's Top Rank and setting up their fights, you know, and doing their thing. And it's Golden Boy doing their thing. It's the run-of-the-mill stuff that we all enjoy. I think we get a little bit maybe oversaturated on these topics. I think sometimes the fans do. They get a little bit overdone with it. They get tired of the countless headlines of 35%, 30%, 33%, whatever it is. And I get it, but it's only for one fight. And it's a good fight. And it happens. And if we look at a guy like Patrick Cologne, a guy like Daniel Franco, we look at all these Daniel Twitch Franco, right? That's his name. From Rock Nation. You know, we hear all these situations of people having life-altering events happen in the ring. I want all these fighters to get paid well. I want them all to get millions, hopefully, one day. And I don't fault any of these champions trying to get their due, because in any moment, one punch and they can be done. And they can leave their kids in a comatose state or whatever it is with no IRA, no...
Damn right, Matt.
You know, nothing in the back end. So, yeah, I want them all to make money. And I'll be okay with having these discussions and these arguments, because I want them all to get paid.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that we become labeled, you know, we've had callers call in and say, hey, I'd rather you guys talk about the style, you know.
And here's the thing. I understand that argument. And then we have shows like we're going to have on later tonight, 7 p.m., where, you know, usually we have five topics or whatever. And I think me and Ness have talked about it. And I think we're pretty much set on it. It's going to be just a Loma Rigo show. It's going to be completely dedicated to that fight and analyzing that matchup. So, yeah, while we do have shows like this where we talk about the business side of it, and some fans hate that, we do have Loma Rigo this Saturday, and we're going to break it down in its entirety. So you get the best of both worlds, I guess, or the worst of both worlds, whatever you want to determine it is.
Well, let's get back to Australia. Looks like Alex is all ready and happy that he is. Alex, what's going on, brother?
Yo, everyone. Look, Matt, I've got to disagree with you there, bro. But to be honest with you, look, I mean, we're talking about boxers, especially on the Anthony Joshua Canelo level. We're talking about boxers that make, you know what, 10 million plus a fight. So somehow I don't think his kids are going to struggle if he tragically passes away, and, you know, he's not going to find a way to...
But you know that he doesn't get that 10 million. Like, that's before taxes. That's before trainers. That's before managers. That's before, you know, that's before a lot of things.
If I handed you $10 million, sorry, not even. We know Joshua made $20 million in his last fight, or the second last fight, sorry. But if I handed you $20 million before tax, let's say you even get taxed 50%, you've got $10 million there. You can buy yourself a nice little beachfront house and some food, your education, everything. Let's be real here. These boxers earn a lot of money, and it gets to a point. It's like
some of them do. Some, very few, very few do.
Exactly right. So my whole point is that it's a tug of war between business and legacy, and you've got to find the happy medium. And now, when we're talking in excess of millions and millions of dollars between the two, I think they got to come to a point where they say, "Wait a second, we should give the fans what they want. They are the ones supplying us."
Why can't we do both? That's my argument.
Of course.
Why can't we have a world where a guy like Zab Judah isn't having to be a nurse in a hospital to make bills?
I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is
absolutely nothing.
We're not talking
wrong
about Zab Judah. We're not. Listen. Let's stick to the topic. We're talking about two heavyweight champs about to go into a fight, and we're talking about 35% and 32%. My point is, that's where, as fans, we should draw the line and say, well, wait a second. We're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars. You both will be very, very financially stable after this. Can you guys just please give the fans what they want? Whether it's Joseph Parker makes the concession or Anthony Joshua makes the concession, what I'm saying is, as fans, I think we deserve better, because they are the ones getting the millions and millions of dollars, which I'm more than happy for. and completely supportive of, they should make as much money as they can. But what I'm saying is now that we're arguing the fine lines, as fans, I think we've given them the bulk of that money. We're supporting them in all their endeavors. Can they not just give us the product we want while we want it? I don't want to have to keep waiting for fights with Mayweather-Pacquiao just so they can make an extra $100 million and fly another jet instead of their other old private jet that they bought. You know what I mean? Like, we're sitting here struggling to make ends meet in the real world, not making these millions, and we're still throwing our money to them. I just want a bit of both. I want them to have that money. I want them to have the private jets, but I also want the fights in the prime stages of their career. I don't want to wait 3 years and Deontay Wilder, you know, he's not the same Deontay Wilder, and that's when we get the fight. I think let's make the fights now. Let them make their millions now. Might be a little bit less, but at least we get some crazy fights we can look back on. But that's my call, and thanks, guys.
Very quickly, I definitely don't disagree about the point about, you know, when it's like 32%, 35%, like why do we have to have that argument? Just take that fight if it's that marginal of a difference. I definitely agree with that.
Man, who do we mark as the one being difficult? The one asking for the 3% or the one that's not giving the 3%?
Now, that's up to your own self-opinion, I guess. I mean, that's definitely up for debate. But very quickly, when we put, because we all do, we put these athletes on a pedestal. We put these boxers on a pedestal. I'm not going to call them idols, but we definitely put them on a level where we stay home on Saturday nights. Other people go to clubs. We stay home on Saturday nights and watch boxing. And yes, I get the idea that, oh, you know, we pay for their checks in a sense because we're the viewers, we're the consumers. But we put them on that pedestal. We can't automatically just take them down when it suits us, when we want to make the fights in our time frame. Just to, you know, argue for the fighter's sake here. You know, they're the ones that are in the ring. They're the ones that are literally putting their lives on the line, you know, for us. And we don't think about that. We think it's just fun and games. No, they're getting punched in the fucking face. They're getting brain damage every time they go out there. You may not realize that, but they're literally getting subconcussive blows. They're getting CTE. Everything here about the NFL, that's happening to boxers. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to push for everyone to get paid as much as possible. I will always do that for anyone. Doesn't matter who it is. You know, I think everyone should get paid their fair share.
Totally agree, Hipster Hunter. For my guy on Skype, I don't know if you can tell whether or not you're the obvious last caller. If not, I'm going to have to use your username again because I know you said your name is, I want to say Alex, but I could be wrong. But I have to say whatever
from Russia, you from Russia? Yeah, that's Alex.
Was it from Russia?
Yeah, the call from yesterday, right? That's Alex from Russia.
That's amazing, Alex, because I love that you're from Russia. We just had an Alex from Australia, now Alex from Russia. The show is so international. Once again, I just want to thank every single listener, every super chatter, every Patreon. Listen, without you guys, it just wouldn't be possible. Thank you. We're coming close to what do we got, Matt? What do we got on the old subscribers? Because I hear from the AP we're getting close to 61,000.
Yes.
Actually, we're almost there. We just got to 60,000 and we're almost there. I'm pretty sure we'll make that because we're going to be doing a live fight chat for Rigondeaux Lomachenko. So you guys could join us for that. We'll be doing an immediate reaction show. And we're going to be working all day today, man. I mean, Matt said he's on steroids. He wants to do 4 shows today. This is only one.
I didn't say that. But very quickly, remember, when we hit 70,000 subscribers on YouTube, that 3-hour Keith Thurman interview drops.
He talked about so much. You guys don't even understand. That interview is 3 hours long, but it's timeless. It's timeless because of the topics. We were very strategic on that 3-hour interview, and he was very open. I mean, if you ever wanted to know about his newfound wife and how that happened, we got that information as well. Now, if you can't wait for us to reach 70,000, which would be a goal in itself, and hey, like I said, we're only about 220 away from 61,000, you can always head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice, sign up for a measly $3, which will buy just Matt an iced coffee. I can't even get one with that $3. You know, if you want to go to another tier, you can buy us both a coffee. But by buying simply Matt the Hipster Hunter one iced coffee with 6 sugars and 4 creams the way he likes it, you'll be able to see that 3-hour Keith Thurman interview where not only he talks boxing, but he even teaches boxing, unedited, unfiltered, and let out to the world. Let's go out to Russia after Matt.
And the new TBV podcast, Standing Eight Count, with me, the hipster, going Beyonce solo dolo, no Nestor Gibbs.
I'm jealous. Next episode, I'm on it. No, next episode, I'm on it. It's going to be a duo thing. No.
I had highlights and everything playing and knockouts playing. You love that shit. I broke down the Boxing Hall of Fame inductees, all that stuff, and then in the pilot episode. You guys are going to love it, because all the people that don't like Ness, you're going to love this podcast. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, it's no longer a solo show. I'm jealous. I'm now part of the show because you push that more than you push anything. I woke up and there's like Instagram posts, there's tweets. It's like, yo, what's going on? This guy's doing his little, you know, he's trying to be Justin Timberlake right now and shit.
Yo, I'm the Beyonce of the group. You gotta just deal with it.
Oh, B.
I told Matt I was gonna give him the Standing Eight.
Yo, Doomsday is that person in Destiny Child that we don't even know about. That like,
who is that in Destiny Child?
Exactly.
I don't know. Exactly.
You are. Damn, he gunned him.
Right now, I'm in the Shadow Realm in the studio right now.
Uh-oh. Isn't that a Mutant Ninja Turtles reference?
I don't know.
I thought it was. Shadow.
I'll go to Kansas City Mac.
Let's go. No. We got to go to Russia. Alex, talk to us.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up? A lot of Alexes, man.
It's a common name.
Yeah, I know. Before I comment on the topic, I want to ask you guys, are you doing a prediction show for the week fight?
Absolutely. We're doing Rigo Lomo at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Today. Okay, great. So, yeah, when it comes to the 35% split, when we go by the belts, I think it's totally reasonable. You know, Joshi has two or three belts, and Rocky has one, so... 35% doesn't seem ridiculous at all. But if you go by the market value of both fighters, meaning, you know, I don't even think Parker deserves 30%, meaning that does it do 30% of what Joshua does in terms of pay-per-view, sales, ticket sales, whatever. I don't think he does that. So that's the question I wanted to ask you guys. Do you think that when it comes to the market value, does it deserve 35%?
I think he does. I think that the Huey Fury was received well. It didn't do as well, but again, it was what? Frank Warren, isn't that? Or Box Nation, you know? It's like...
Hennessy Sports. Yep.
You know, but it was on Box Nation and on their YouTube. It wasn't even really like, you know... an event on Sky Sports with Joshua and this New Zealand heavyweight... Joseph Parker, no, I think it's going to – I mean, come on, bro. If Takum could do 78,000, how the hell can Joseph?
But no, the argument is that that's Joshua pulling the majority of the numbers. So just arguing pure market draw. Arguing pure market drawing power, Joseph Parker does not bring 35% of the gross revenue into the event. That's the argument.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't think that argument is valid. I think because of who he is, you know, the belt that he has.
That's not market value. That has nothing to do with
fight,
that.
His last fight with Huey Fury, you know. And remember, he was endorsed by Burger King for a lot of his fights. What do you mean? It's an international brand, right? It's international, bro. It's not everybody that's universal like Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Burger King is synonymous with the world, not just America, obviously.
But again, I mean, I don't think that Parker's going to bring 35% of the gross revenue. But again, that's not the only argument you use to determine a unification split. You use resume. You use the fact that he has a belt. It's all those things combined, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, listen, the truth of the matter is this, Alex. Eddie Hearn has been quoted on an IFL TV interview saying that he would give Joseph the 30. Now he's just simply backpedaling.
He said he would give him the 30?
35.
No, he didn't say 35, he said 30.
There's an interview, I'm telling you. Someone send Matt the link. Send him the link. Listen, Alex, thanks for calling in, my friend. We're going to jump out to our local phone lines. Did we go to the Mac, a.k.a. Verge?
No, we did not go to Kansas City, Mac. So we need
did not. So we did not. Let's just remind everyone. Where would I have this at? Let me see. Tim Lane. No. Not there. Uh-oh, David Beanie on a check-in. Mr. Beanie, what's up?
The Backstreet Boys for the Boys of the People.
Let me see. Where is this?
What are you looking for?
I was looking for Virgil Hunter. Remember where he's like, be great for me. Be great for me. Let your hands go.
Mac is literally Virgil Hunter, and he just doesn't want to admit it.
I that's why I wanted to go to the soundbite, just to put it in everyone's head so you can hear it and then hear him. And it's just like,
I mean, you can't find it. So let's just go to Kansas City, Mac.
Stop being a hater, Matt.
I'm going to keep being a hater.
Matt. That's you.
Kansas City, Mac, how are you doing?
See, he's not even ready. He's got his audio playing in the background. Look, I don't know what's going on. Man, you sound horrible right now. Sound like he's in a Kansas City fucking tornado. God forbid. But unfortunately, that's how your audio sounds right about now. Mac, are you good? What's going on? Using a shit Bluetooth?
Go back to you, Kansas City, Mac. Get your shit together. 704.
Down to the fight tonight.
Caller.
Who?
704. Are you a first-time caller?
Isn't that North Carolina?
Yeah.
Charlotte, North Carolina. What's your name, my friend?
Anthony.
Anthony from North Carolina, Charlotte. Talk to us, my friend. What's on your mind?
Yes, with that Joseph Parker with the 35%, I think the best thing that he should do is just fight Deontay Wilder, put Joshua in a bind, because they don't want Wilder to get that other belt. So Wilder get that belt, better put him in a bind.
The thing is, this is what I think. I think that the 35% that Joseph Parker wants versus Anthony Joshua is more than he would make versus Wilder, and that's why they're not even considering Wilder.
Anthony, we're going to go back to you, but get off speakerphone because there's a feedback.
There is. Ladies and gentlemen, when calling into the show, we would like to try and keep the audio quality best as possible for those listening in via podcast on their commute, maybe at their office. And it's best to not use Bluetooth or speakerphone, just your phone to your ear, maybe your iPhone headset, or if you have an Android, you losers. No, I'm just kidding. You're not a loser if you have an Android. Yes, you are. No, you're not. Yes, you are. No, you're not. No, seriously. No, yes, you are. Let's go back to Anthony. I'm going crazy.
I'm saying if he's not getting the money that he wants, and I know he should think that he could beat Wilder, so fight Wilder, take his belt, or either vice versa, Wilder get his belt. But either way, you're putting Joshua in a bind, so he's going to have to give you more money.
I hear you, man. I like the narrative. Highly doubt that Joseph does it, you know, as they're calling Anthony Joshua Glass. Big glass robot. They're not calling Wilder that. But listen, Anthony, we're going to go out to some other callers. I want to thank you for calling in. Let me get here. Just want to do a small showing of an unboxing that we will be doing later on.
Yes, so they can see you. So, you know, you're the full screen.
Am I not?
I don't know. I wasn't checking.
Well, I'm always checking.
Oh, I doubt that.
Here is the product. I believe it is pronounced Matthew
Hisco or Hisco.
Hiscos is what Doomsday, the amateur lioness, believes. And
he putting the K after the S, so I don't think that's right.
Hixco or that's whatever. We will find out the proper pronunciations. We will be doing an unboxing, and we also will be doing a review out of the Jersey Boy Boxing Club with a couple of famous fighters, and if not, a couple of amateurs or up-and-coming guys that you will be hearing about soon, because that gym receives a lot of talent. But stick around for that. And final thoughts. Final thoughts are.
No.
We got to go to this. Kansas City and
David Beanie. We have two callers.
We're going back to the Mac?
Yes.
Return of the Mac. Return of the Mac.
Can't treat Virgil Hunter like that.
Well, he's still underwater. Verge, all that Andre Ward retirement money, you can't get yourself a proper mic.
It's your connection. It's
we got to roll, man. We rolling out of time. We going out to David Beanie in the UK.
Good evening, guys. Just wanted to say I'm tuning in late, so I haven't managed to quite get the whole gist of the discussion. But I know one thing that you've mentioned, Matt, about why Joseph, I don't know whether this is your the same thought today, but you've mentioned before that you think Joseph 35 is fair to Joseph because mandatories get 25%. But when you get to AJ's level, mandatories don't get 25%. They, you know, obviously there's no way that Pulev or Takam's promoter is going to purse bid. So you only get the 25% as a mandatory if it goes to purse bid. So
true. But I mean, there are reports that Takam got £4 million. And that Joshua got 22 or 21 million pounds.
Matt, wait a minute.
Now 25%.
Let me just bust a hole in his theory.
That's a 25%.
Let me just repeat what he said.
That's 20%.
Hold on a minute, David.
I said it's around 25%.
Did he not just say that mandatories receive 25%, but not in a Joshua fight because they don't let it get to the mandatory because they make a negotiation. So you're telling me that the fighter that knows he can mandatorily get 25% is going to take under that offer? No, it has to be above.
No. You got it wrong. So no, the obviously the other promoter has to make or Takam or Pulev's promoter would have to then make an offer to outdo Eddie Hearn's purse bid. So they would have to whatever. Let's say Eddie Hearn made the purse bid, I don't know, 15 million or whatever, they'd then have to bid that Keller Sorland or whoever is Pulev's promoter would have had to bid 16 million. So there's no way Keller Sorland's going to put himself on the line. So basically, no one is going to win a purse bid against Anthony Joshua. So
you don't have to win it. You still get
You don't have to win it. You don't have to win it. You still receive 25%, my friend.
Even if you lose the purse bid, you still get 25%.
Technically speaking,
Pulev was a mandatory, so he must have got a mandatory split, right? Regardless of a purse bid.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Say again.
I said Pulev was the mandatory, regardless of it going to purse bid. Is he not due the mandatory split? I maybe have to go read the IBF.
Because I mean, no. Because it's like when Floyd had Robert Guerrero as one of his mandatories and paid him like 9% or 10% or something ridiculously low.
Was Floyd ever IBF champ?
Yeah, but you're talking a pay per view. No, wait a minute.
Same across the board.
No, it's not the same. Listen, if Floyd pays him 9%, believe me that Guerrero is getting another percentage from pay-per-view buys. Okay, remember that the fighters receive $1.50, some get $3 per buy. Okay, so if you're gonna give Robert Guerrero less than the mandatory percentage, you don't think he's gonna make the money on the back end? That's what I'm saying. No champion is going to accept less than the 25%. And if you're going to not go to purse bid, right, that offer has to be above the 25%, because they already know that is what they're entitled to. How don't you know what's black and white? They know they're entitled to 25%. How is it not black and white?
Because Eddie Hearn bids 10 million for the fight, so Takam gets 2.5 million. Is Keller Sorland really going to bid $11 million?
But don't you get it? He doesn't have to. He receives 25% of the 10 million.
Regardless,
my understanding wasn't that I didn't think it worked that way, but maybe you're
how correct. Do you think but it works?
I was pretty confident that.
Well, enlighten us. How does it work?
When you win the purse bid, that makes you the lead promoter.
Yeah,
that's all that does.
All that does is that you get to dictate where the fight takes place and what
work and stuff like that. Yeah, like those things. You become the lead promoter. That's it.
Yeah, no, but why negotiate a deal? I don't understand why you would negotiate. Why would the A?
Not negotiating. It's the mandatory status. It's the mandatory split. When you take voluntaries, that's when you negotiate.
Yo, someone else, look, someone else is defending you, David. They said, Ness, you don't get it. You only get 25% if you go to purse bid. So let me get this straight. They're so stupid. Yo, Matt. So fighter A knows he gets 25% if he simply doesn't take the low ball offers and goes to purse bid. But instead, he takes the low ball offer and doesn't go to purse bid and doesn't take 25%. Because guess what, Ness? You're dumb. You don't get it. He only gets 25% if it goes to purse bid. I mean, you guys are really fucking bright, man.
People often like forget like who is a mandatory and who's just a voluntary defense sometimes as well. I think that also goes into it sometimes.
Exactly.
Where people sort of forget about that and they just look at numbers and that's all they're seeing. But yeah, man, and then like Ness said, there's back end money. There's always back end money.
Well, not off record back end money. When you're talking about a pay-per-view, like you're talking about with Floyd, and you know, for instance, we're not gonna even use hypothetical. Robert Guerrero Floyd was rumored to do 900,000 buys, maybe 825, something like that.
Something around there.
Just fucking give Robert $1, bro. That's still almost another million on top of whatever he got paid. Now give him two. You don't know what they get, but it's a pay-per-view. It's not just a fight. It's a pay-per-view. He's going to – every fighter – and again, Robert was a Mexican. It's obviously Floyd Mayweather's recipe. You know, he's counting on Robert Guerrero to bring the Mexican crowd. The father did a good job. You know, again, they rumored it not to make over a million, even though Showtime said a million and there was rumors that it was only 925, you know. So I don't know. Beanie, I do want to give you at least another second or two to rebuttal. I don't want you thinking we shunned you away.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah. So it is. My understanding is that a lot of promoters will manipulate, especially if they're the A side, for example, that they will manipulate their own bid higher than what they're actually going to pay their own fighter to win the purse bid. That was my understanding. There's a lot of that goes on.
You can't manipulate. Think about that. Wait, David, think about it. First of all, purse bids are public record. Every sanctioning body sends us an email letting us know when and where and what time purse bids. IBF is exceptionally good at that. They send an email every single time they're going to have a purse bid. And thankfully for me, or fortunately for us, they're in the tri-state area. They're actually like in fucking Springfield Avenue I believe it's like West Orange or East Orange. It's fucking insane. It's so close. I never imagined it, but they are. And, you know, you can go there. Whether or not the purse bid is held there, they'll live stream it because they need to be updated. I mean, listen, these things, they're public record. We've always gotten the purse bid amounts. Whenever fights go to purse bid, we always get the amount.
No. You get the purse bid amount. Let me give you an example, okay? Let me give you an example, right? Let's say for this, for a hypothetical fight, there's one promoter bids $10 million, right? But he may only give his – so the A side, in theory, should get 75%, which is $7.5 million. But just to ensure that he won the purse bid, he only bid that $10 million. So he may actually only end up giving his own A-side fighter $4.5 million. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, you lost me there at the end of there, to be honest.
So although a promoter only actually – let's say the fight only generates $7 million – a promoter might still bid $10 million just so he can't be outbid by the other promoter. So,
but it doesn't matter. Once the promoter sets the purse, that's the check he's got to write. That's guaranteed money to the fighters. Don't you get it?
That's not pay-per-view money. That's not pay-per-view money.
That's the point. My understanding was that that isn't necessarily the case. It's certainly for the fighter on the other side of the losing side of the purse bid, but not the winning side.
I'm sure that on the winning side,
with the promoters.
Listen, I'm sure that on the winning side, AJ is receiving another check from Eddie Hearn, the same way that we countlessly report Al Heyman giving other checks to his fighters. But that doesn't mean that the B side is not receiving what they're supposed to receive.
Well, it is. Obviously, if they're receiving extra money, it's obviously money that technically isn't in the pot, but is there?
Well, you have to remember that there is.
Yeah, but that's pay-per-view money.
There's separations of what you get money from. So there's guaranteed purse. There's merchandise. There's pay-per-view. There's your TV deal. There's
when you're Floyd, there's concessions.
There's your sponsors. There's tons of different avenues of payment. Guaranteed purse is one thing. That's what your promoter hands you. And that's not your complete purse. That's not your gross revenue in the event.
If you're Floyd, I don't know if you heard me, but
the B side and the A side. The B side's making merchandise. The B side's has his sponsors. The B side is making probably a cut on pay-per-view if it's that sort of fight. You have to remember that the B side's also making money on the back end that the A side's not getting a cut of either.
And like I said, or trying to get in, if you're Floyd, bro, you even get a cut of the hot dogs and the concessions and shit he got for the Pacquiao fight. Yeah. But listen, David, we're going to cut out. Thank you for calling in. Always, bringing up some good thought-invoking topics. It is that time. It was another spontaneous show. Please show your support and that you enjoy what we do by subscribing to the YouTube channel. We're trying to get to that 61,000 before this weekend. We definitely made the 60,000 mark. We're knocking on the door of 61, and why not get there? This has been your Anthony Joshua versus Joseph Parker. AJ, double standards, or is it about legacy or money? Leave those comments below. Remember, you can hit the thumbs up button in the future, present, past, depending on where you're listening to this at. Don't forget to drop us a 5-star review. As always, I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NesGTO. Quick final thoughts, 35% for a belt holder sounds about right.
I'm Matt Thipsarner. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter, TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. I just dropped a new one about UFC 218, Max Holloway versus Jose Aldo 2, if you want to see that. It has full highlights, the knockouts of Francis Ngannou, and all those. It has the full highlights on YouTube as well. You can watch that. And my new Standing 8 Count podcast on TBV, patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Definitely go check that out. Final thought. Yeah, 35% is fair. But I kind of agree with Alex from Australia a little bit, where if it's 33 or 32%, I don't understand why you're bitching so much, especially if there's a rematch clause. Especially that. If we're arguing a 3% difference, then I think we're losing ourselves here sometimes. But yes, that's my final thought. Can't wait to be on again 7 p.m. Eastern for Loma Rigo Breakdown. Full show. Just going to be that. No more, not five topics, nah. Just Loma Rigo Breakdown, what you guys want, analyzing the style matchup, the techniques, everything. I've been doing tons of tape study. Can't wait to see that. And Mr. Doomy, take it over.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Alexander Linez, LAINEZ. Catch me on IG on Alex_Doomsday_LAINEZ. And on Twitter, AlexTBB. Line is. And what can I say about this final thought, bro? Robbie mentioned earlier, you know, there's a lot of things going on, you know, a lot of things going on when these matches are trying to be made. And, you know, it's just more so than ever that it's a business, too. And you got to make the right moves and be compensated what you think you deserve. So hopefully the fighters get this announcement going. It would be cool if we got an announcement before the year was done. And can't wait to get you guys later for this Lomo and Rigo breakdown. Styles make fights, and what a hell of a styles these guys bring to the table. So can't wait to get into that.
Don't forget that this show is supported by A&M Credit Repair. Definitely head on over to amcreditrepair.com. Check them out. I know it's a difficult subject, but you can always DM Ness. Like I said, not only are they a supporter of the show, but I am personally a client. it gives me, you know, great pleasure to finally report that I went through a divorce secretly without you guys knowing for the last 2 years, and my credit got ripped to shit, but it's back, so much to the point that because they did a miraculous job in under 30 days, I decided to talk to the owner and see if we cannot push them to help a couple million dozen other people become financially stable, have the, I guess, courage to go and fill out for anything. You know, how many of us don't want a new car? I'm actually in the market for a new car myself. And this is the perfect time. I am actually going to wait for the new year, you know. Maybe all the older cars are a little cheaper next year. Who knows? Just my own theory. But you have to have good credit for it, right? They're going to be running every time they run your credit. It's an inquiry. So you want to make sure it is the highest. And the beauty of A&M Credit Repair is that they do not get paid a red cent until you're 100% happy with your credit score. So that being said, you can contact them via telephone at 1-866-291-7292 or 1-780-8580. And head on over to their website, amcreditrepair.com. Do not forget to use that promo code, The Boxing Voice, to receive a super duper discount. The only place on the entire web you can receive a discount to this company. And like I said, I am a client. So if you are a longtime listener, you can DM me. You already follow me on multiple social media platforms, and I can definitely hit you up with a screenshot of my credit before and after. And guess what? Every time Credit Karma updates me in about, I think it's like every 10 days or whatever, I'll fucking keep giving you my new score because it just keeps going up. And, you know, when it's at the right time, like I said, next year I'll be whipping up in a new whip to one of the media day workouts. And you'll be like, yo, Ness, damn, you got the new Durangs. Like, that's fucking right. My credit was banging. Shout out to Big Nick for the super chat. We appreciate it. And I just want you to know those super chats help us get to the camps of Keith Thurman, Deontay Wilder, this year Rigondeaux, Sullivan, Barrera. Next year, hopefully, Tyson Fury. You know, he's already given us the yes. Now we're just waiting for the date. Earl Spence has given us the yes. We're waiting for the date. So those super chats are going to make sure that not only me, but Matt and the rest of the team are there so that we can do a wonderful job. And I just want to let you know, I'm going to be doing an unboxing on a bunch of new, you know, equipment that we've bought. So, you know, you actually want to make sure that we get to Earl Spence's camp so we can use this new equipment. We're going to be shooting in 4K. We're going to be having, you know, balanced microphones. I mean, we're spending on the work, so it's good for the whole team to be there. I guess we've done enough shout outs. Listen, and remember, we don't always want money from you. You can definitely just drop us a 5-star review. That helps just as much. If every single listener dropped us a 5-star review, we would be syndicated by now. We would be the Howard Stern of boxing, I like to say, or the Bill Maher of boxing. We would be what fight games should be. We are what you want us to be. So remember to hit that thumbs up button. Future, present, past, doesn't matter. I guess I talked enough. Goodbye. No pieces from you guys? All right, we'll forget you
guys.
Adios. Because you were going on like a soliloquy about fucking our response. I was letting you go.
I mean, listen, it's a fan-driven show. Let's just be honest.
You could have just say run-on sentence. You had to say soliloquy.
It's a fan-driven show. And if people don't know, you know, we need our listeners' support to continue to do this daily. Look, I'm willing to do three more outside of the Thursday 7 o'clock show because I love this, right? But what I need from the listeners is, hey, you're gonna do some Amazon gift shopping this Christmas? Head on over to theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors. Use our Amazon link. It costs you absolutely nothing. We get a little kickback. That money goes to, you know, internet costs. I mean, something helps keep the lights on. Fan-driven show. Buy a shirt, like I said. Check out our social media. Receive 15% off site-wide. and buy a shirt, buy a hoodie like this cool one I'm wearing, you know, become a Patreon at the correct level and receive a Patreon only Plaster of Paris exclusive one-off TBV printed shirt. And it's double, right? You know, some of you lucky guys are going to get the trendy round back. You know, some are going to get the left arm. We'll have the TBV podcast with the lightning bolt, you know, indicating that we're live. I mean, there's just a lot of goodies over here. TBV has grown over the years with you guys. And, you know, even though Matt considers it rambling, it's just me giving thanks.
I never said rambling.
You're a liar.
He called it a soliloquy.
And it's kind of like a little like preview of like overtime, which I think we're definitely doing an overtime today on patreon.com.
We need a bunch of overtimes. We could do an overtime. We could do a border wars. I mean, Doomy's
can't
not,
handle the border.
Doomy's not making weight. He's coming over the house every day asking me to negotiate a 190 catch weight. I'm like, it's not going to happen. Yeah. He wants to do noise.
Oh, noise.
Yo, he's trying to send Mitty to the hospital.
It's getting grave for Doomy.
Doomy.
He has to make this weight.
Doomy, I
had to suffer through Thanksgiving.
Man, never thought that
had
you
to
would
isolate
be
myself. You know what I mean? I'm gonna have to let you guys know the struggle.
We believed in you. And you have ruined our faith in you by not making weight.
He failed in front of all the TBV listeners that believed him. They used to see his little bag videos and think that he was a real fighter.
Mitty was down here. Mitty knows that I'm going to try my very best to still make that weight. I ran 8 miles.
Oh, he's already mentally given up. He's going to try his very best.
Try my best to make the weight.
Because, you know, Mitty was saying, you know, Mitty's a gentleman. He even offered, you know, another catch weight. And I told him, no, you know, I was still going to grind it out and try to make that weight. So much respect to Mitty. You know what I mean?
But just, you know, has stopped eating Krispy Kreme donuts, you know.
First of all, we don't got no Krispy Kreme.
Yo,
over
I can't
here,
believe David Beanie is still texting me. David Beanie's still texting me. Ness, I believe you. I'm pretty sure you're wrong. The fighter only gets 25% if it goes to purse bid. So why would I not allow it to go to purse bid? Why would I accept that? You don't. What don't you get?
Most mandatories.
The reason that a purse bid happens is because two parties cannot come to agreement, and it is a mandatory fight by the sanctioning body, so it must happen. What the fuck? That shit is black and white. How don't you get
even
that?
Even when they don't go to purse bid, they're still getting at least 25%.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't give me the 25 that I'm entitled to, why would I not go to purse bid? You know what? Goodbye. This show is over. But that he is an AJ protector. Then he wants me not to believe he's not an AJ protector.
It goes over and then just start like talking again.
I'm just saying, because I just got to say that. I have
this
to say
goes over, everyone. Bring me back again.
I do love you, though. Don't ever take it personal. It's always just banter. That's the beauty of boxing. We can just talk.
Over UK college. Alex, the bully or whatever his name is.
That. Big Nick.
La Voz.
Big Nick.
Okay.
Was just added. Big Nick, you can call into the next show. We're out of here. La Voz del Boxeo. Peace.